Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the time and place for the Sussex County Board of Adjustment hearings. And the first order of business will be the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag. Please stand.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Right. Before we get started with cases, I'll ask Mr. Sharp to read some instruction to you folks.
Okay. Do you want to talk about the agenda? Do you look at the agenda first,
yeah.
Mr. Chairman?
That's right. Can do.
If there's any revisions or...
Is there revisions to the
agenda?
There have
been a few revisions to the agenda. It was revised January 10th, 2017 to include approval of findings and facts and minutes for November 21st, 2016 and December 12th, 2016. It was revised January 24th, 2017 and to include approval of findings of fact and minutes for December 19th, 2016, and old business cases 11,894, 11,896, 11,900, 11,901, and it was revised again January 27th, 2017 to remove case number 11,913, and staff notes there is a possibility of moving the old business before public hearings if you so choose.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda and make any changes?
So move.
Okay.
Sorry.
And did you want to, as she suggested, to move the old business to the front?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and that's in your motion?
Yes.
And that's in your second? Yes. And all those approve, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And those opposed, motion's carried. Guess we'll move on to the approval of the finding of facts and minutes and get that out of the way as well. Do I have a motion for November the 21st?
So moved.
Is it second?
Second.
And all those approve by saying aye.
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 And those oppose, motion's carried. Approval of the finding of facts and the minutes for December the 12th?
So moved.
Aye.
Do you second?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And those opposed, motion's approved. And we have a third set for December the 19th. Is there a motion?
So moved.
A second?
Aye.
And signify by saying aye.
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 And those opposed, that motion is approved. And now, Mr. Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for public hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and to proceed in an orderly fashion and to ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County in its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the board in its deliberations. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. Copies of those standards can be found in the rear of the table on a table in the rear of the room for your convenience. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comment. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons present must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case will be voted upon or tabled for consideration at a future meeting. If you're here for a case listed on our old business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be taken unless the record was held open at the previous hearing. All board matters are discussed and voted publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all of these proceedings live on the internet. If the board renders a decision this evening, please be advised that the decision will not be final until the written decision is approved by the board and filed with the board secretary. Any action taken prior to the filing of the written decision and expiration of any applicable appeal period is taken at the property owner's risk. For courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we request that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting.